Listening to Breakfast on 2SCR 107.3, Julia Carr-Katzel here. Now, yesterday, a cohort of Australia's Lord Mayors put Federal Assistant Housing Minister Luke Howarth on notice about the seriousness of homelessness in their cities after he said he wanted a positive spin on the issue. Well, way before that, Jimmy Travaskis, a 13-year-old with a conscience, started his school project to raise funds for the homeless people of Mullumbimby and Byron Shire. He joins me on the line right now. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for your time on the show.
All good. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Still waking up, to be honest, but how about you? You still waking up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty early. So, Jimmy, how did this all start with helping the homeless in Byron Bay?
Well, when I was younger, when we went to Melbourne with my dad, there was a lot of homeless people around, and I was always wanting to help them out and buy them some food and drink. And so I've always wanted to help people. And then I was in Byron once on a school-like excursion, and it was at the council place, and there was all the homeless people sitting around, and it was really cold and it was raining. And then when I got home, I decided to get all the bread and heaps of food and blankets and asked my dad to drive us to Byron so we could give it to them.
Oh wow, that's very, very good of you. And what kind of packs did you give the homeless?
Well, the packs had they had shirts, jumpers, really good sleeping bags that were like -8, pants, a lot of toiletries.
Yeah, right, right. And you also drew inspiration from a book called No Fixed Abode, which was published by the Byron Community Centre. Can you tell me a bit about the book and what you liked about it?
Well, the book was published last year, I think, and it's fundraising for the homeless, so all the funds from it go to the homeless and the breakfast and stuff.
Mm. Right, okay. And so how many packs do you think you've handed out so far?
I've handed out 13, and then there was a few extra sleeping bags.
Yeah, right. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. And you also started a GoFundMe site to raise money. Is that still up and running?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, nice. I imagine you've got a lot of support from people.
Yeah, I've gotten $400 in total.
Oh, wow.
So that's been really good.
Yeah, yeah. And what else is happening in the Byron area to help the homeless? What's the Shire Council up to?
Well, the Shire hosts a homeless breakfast on Wednesdays. And then they have a little breakfast on, like, other days, but there's a big breakfast on the Wednesdays.
Fantastic.
And then there's also a shower on Thursdays, I think it is, where all the homeless get a free shower.
Yeah, right. Fantastic, fantastic. And so how does it feel to give out the packs? Do you talk to many of the homeless people on the roads and have conversations and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I talk to anyone who really wants to talk.
Mm.
But when we gave them out, a lot of them were so generous and they were like, somebody might need it more than me, even though they did need it.
Oh, wow.
And they were really generous and kind.
You know, Jimmy, I think it's absolutely amazing what you're doing. I think many of us, especially, you know, here in Sydney, there are lots of homeless people on the roads and it's easy for us to walk past and not really pay any attention. So the fact that you're doing something about this is really, truly amazing. So thank you so much for acting, you know, and thanks for your time on the show today.
All good. Happy to help.
I'm sure you'll become a president one day or, you know, win a peace prize or something or other. You'll do great things. Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye.
Bye. That was Jimmy Travaskis, only 13 years old, and discussing how he raised funds for the homeless people of Mullumbimby and the Byron Shire. He's doing fantastic things. Very impressive fellow indeed. I'm not sure what many of you were doing at 13, but you know, I definitely know I certainly wasn't helping the homeless or doing anything advocacy related. I was very selfish at 13. So fantastic work there from Jimmy. And as I say, I'm sure he'll become, you know, a president one day or win a Nobel Peace Prize or something or other. We'll expect great things from Jimmy. Do look out for his name, Jimmy Travascus. And you can catch that full interview on our website, 2SER.com.